from Quality Radio Productions, it's Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. This hour, we'll be featuring the Music of the Earth series of CDs from the Vermont-based Multicultural Media label. This line of compact discs does a great deal to document and preserve truly authentic traditional ethnic music from various corners of the globe. In many cases, these styles of music are endangered. And so it's great that these CDs are available for those who would like to explore some of the more historic and, as I said, authentic forms of folk and world music. Now, each CD in itself is unique in its own right, but for those who would like a taste of most of the series, there is a 20-track sampler available called Globetrot, and we'll be listening to selections from that CD, featuring relatively short pieces and excerpts of longer pieces from most of the Music of the Earth CDs. There have been a couple released since the release of the Globetrot sampler. And there are also a couple of tracks from volumes that were planned, but sadly were never released. We'll begin with music from the desert region of Western India and a devotional song to Krishna, as performed by the duo of Nanga and Hira Ram of the Dali people of Western India. It's called Dali Devotional Song. music in the Are Are tradition of Marita, one of the islands of the Solomon Islands in the South Pacific. An example of wood slit drum ensemble playing. The slit drum ensemble featuring five different drums of varying shape and size. This ensemble, fronted by Ishmael Iristapa'a, and that short piece entitled Thunder. Before that, a piece for wind and percussion, an example of Iranian wedding music. That's actually a short excerpt from a piece that is over 20 minutes in length. It was performed by the duo of Rasul and Kalim. It's entitled Wedding Music, or Alanjid. That particular volume, meant to feature the music of Iran, I believe, unfortunately is one of the few volumes that were planned by Multicultural Media, but never saw the light of day, unfortunately. But that excerpt available on the Globetrot CD that we're featuring this hour. Before that, an example of trance ritual music, part of a healing ceremony where the people are attempting to communicate with ancestral spirits for healing purposes, from Madagascar, the piece known as Sezemari, or Sitting Still, performed by the duo of Zafitea and Dadi. Some Huayno music from Peru before that. Huayno, a form of rural Andean folk music that has enjoyed a resurgence in popularity in recent decades. That particular untitled Huayno rhythm was recorded at a folk festival in Lima, and the performers known as Familia Rodriguez. And we began with a Dolly devotional song from the desert region of western India, from the duo of Nanga and Hira Ram. We're listening to selections from Globetrot, a brief overview of the extensive Music of the Earth series of authentic world music albums from Multicultural Media. It sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin this set with a short piece from Mongolia and an example of Angkor music, also known as Jew's harp music. The Jew's harp, a very distinct instrument, but it has many names depending on the country that you are referring to. It's been found in many parts of the world, including Mongolia. This piece, performed by a musician referred to as Gomdash, is entitled Teni Teshi, which translates as Flowing Like Running Camel's Water.
Come on. lomo na litu wakukana.
Thank you.
More percussion music from the South Pacific, this time from French Polynesia, or Tahiti, and an unnamed percussion ensemble performing rhythmic variations for the Tahitian dance Otea. That is part of another volume of the Music of the Earth series, which unfortunately never came to print, but that track available on the Globetrot CD sampler that we're featuring this week on Sounds from the Global Village. Also in that set from Cameroon, villagers of Bamasing performing a ceremonial dance, Kabunse, Observance at the Royal Palace. That particular dance marking the end of the 30-day-long Kabunse ceremony. Before that, some marimba music from Tierra Caliente, a marimba ensemble from Ecuador. The marimba, an important part of traditional dance music in Ecuador and in parts of neighboring Colombia, and that marimba piece entitled Caramba. Also in that set, you heard some funeral music from the Mesozeg region of the Carpathian Mountains in Romania, the piece entitled Halot Kisero, part of the Hungary and Romania volume of Music of the Earth featuring various aspects of traditional gypsy music. A great example of the call-and-response tradition that is so prevalent in African music before that from women of the Kalukango village of Zambia, part of the Luvale tribe. This particular piece performed the day before the circumcision ceremony of adolescent males who are part of the Makonda secret society of the Luvale. The piece entitled Call and Response, Lilumba Song. And we got things underway this time with a short Jew's harp piece from Mongolia, the piece entitled Temi Teshi, as performed by Dombash. We're listening to short excerpts and highlights from the various Music of the Earth series of CDs from Multicultural Media, courtesy of the compilation Globetrot. One more volume, which was supposed to be issued, that unfortunately was not, was to feature the music of Pakistan. We have a short sitar solo from Pakistan, a folk piece from a player known here simply as Zaman, getting this set of Sounds from the Global Village underway. Thank you.
Hiri pokomera wangi so sanhare me shihinjabu shabhibu kulu vane kuchin tvanhata chintakwa nukula ukanatara ukaga nubumpira masokola likuko nava magingira chichuki jamantu mentu megane magushu tamanonto nubumpira masokola likuko nava magingira chichuki jamantu mentu megane magushu tamanonto Tiwa ku chekenya nyagogo, manabu shunali hogu chekenya nyagogo, tinti toki nanjinga, pinkiwa kani pintiraka, hogo hu hongwa wishi, tiwa hogu chekenya nyagogo, manabu shunali wagu, Chekenya nyagogo, jihinti toki nanjinga, bengi wakani pihinti raga, hoko hu hongwa wishi, nishi jitem, makanda hampogoi, nikaru chem, ningwa hakono mkwi kindi kawabu himela, noni ya fumpulai, Kulo kawalinki kukenangula, natali nushengeji, nyama ya wakongaji, ya kuzuka ujikubu nane, nisenele mwi.
Yine bahar geldi, köyüm şeneldi, gelin kızlar yaylalara yöneldi. Dağlar taşlar çiçeklere belendi, gönlüm seninle şaha duruyor köyüm. Dağlar taşlar çiçeklere belendi, gönlüm seninle şaha duruyor köyüm. Gurbet yaktı ciğerimin başını, öyle özledim ki ayran aşını. Bin altına vermem bir tek taşını, gönlüm seninle şaha duruyor köyüm. Bin altına vermem bir tek taşını, gönlüm seninle şaha duruyor köyüm. Çoban kaval çalar, dağlar seslenir, tabiatın güzelliğiyle süslenir. Koçum ise gurbet elde yaslanır, gönlüm seninle şaha duruyor köyüm. Koçumisa agur be etel de yasla anır. Gönlüm seninle şa'a doluyor köyü.
Music from Thailand, an example of gong and ranat, or gong and xylophone music in the Thai tradition. Sud Sahon, the name of the piece, from the state-sponsored Bangkok Metropolitan Ensemble. Also in that set from Turkey, we heard a minstrel piece, or Aşık song, of love and yearning from an unnamed performer. From Tanzania, and the Sakuma people, a predominantly agrarian society. In the Sakuma tradition, music is equally as important as farming. And we listen to an example of music from the Bagalu, one of two medicine societies predominant in Sakuma culture. It is believed in Sakuma culture that medicine society songs have the power to manipulate or destroy with their words. We listened to a piece entitled Yili Pogomela, as performed by Sita Mabushi Ngwana Magota. Also from North Africa, from Egypt and the Nubia region, we listened to a piece for lute, or rather tambura, and vocals, as performed by the duo of Izzat Ajar and Mohamed Abd al-Majid, the piece translated as Nubian Girl. Before that, an example of Jagog Ensemble music from Indonesia. The Jagog Ensemble, in this case, the Inyoman Jus Bamboo Ensemble, performing on various bamboo instruments of varying circumference and length, In this case, many of the instruments featured were 2 feet in circumference and 10 feet in length. Prior to that, we listened to a piece of music from Georgia, a Christian hymn translated as Thou Holy Grapevine, as performed by the Women's Choir of the Music Academy of Tavoli, the Republic of Georgia, rich with various musical traditions, including beautiful Christian hymns and drinking songs. Talk about opposites. And there's a whole volume in the Music of the Earth series devoted to the various traditional vocal polyphonic musics of the Republic of Georgia. And we got things started with music from another part of the Asian continent, from Pakistan, a sitar solo from a performer simply referred to as Zaman. That from a volume, unfortunately, not yet available in the Music of the Earth series. All of the Music of the Earth CDs can be acquired in their entirety from the Multicultural Media website, which you can find at multiculturalmedia.com. But we've been listening to selections from what I think is a really nice overview of the entire series, or at least up to the point of this CD's release. There has been at least one other volume featuring traditional music from Liberia, and hopefully more to come in this series. If you like the various archival recordings from Smithsonian Folkways or the Secret Museum of Mankind series from the Yazoo Shaughnessy label, I think you'll really enjoy the Music of the Earth series, and these recordings are actually of far better quality than the aforementioned archival recordings. And a reminder that if you require a program playlist, or if you'd like to listen to this program again, you can go to our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. That's qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And from there, go to Sounds from the Global Village, and you'll get all the info you need about this program, which is program number 1402. I look forward to your company again very soon, when together we will take yet another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.